This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kanye West is under investigation after he yanked a woman's phone out of her hand and tossed it when she refused to stop filming him. He was leaving his daughter North's basketball game when he noticed that he was being followed by paparazzi. He got out of his car and reached into a woman's car, grabbed her phone, and threw it a long distance. Hey West, that is the price of fame. Avatar: The Way of Water has passed Star Wars: The Force Awakens and Avengers: Infinity War on the all-time global box office list to become the fourth highest grossing film of all time. Director James Cameron now has three of the top five movies in history: Avatar: The Way of Water, Titanic, and the original Avatar.
All hail King James!
NFL superstar quarterback Tom Brady has retired again. But this time, the seven-time Super Bowl champion, 45, says it's for good. Just last year, Brady retired with an emotional goodbye to the sport, only to take it back and play for the entire 22 season. Well, Tom, it's been a great run. We hope you enjoy your retirement. For now. Harry Styles had a wardrobe malfunction in front of his celebrity crush, Jennifer Aniston. Yep, while Harry sang music for a sushi restaurant at a recent LA concert, he dropped to his knees and split the crotch of his pants. After making a shocked face, Styles finished out the performance with a towel hiding the rip. So, are Harry and Jennifer still friends? HBO's new hit show, The Last of Us, has been renewed for a second season. The apocalyptic drama scored 97% positive reviews among critics on Rotten Tomatoes. The Last of Us Episode 3 brought 6.4 million viewers in real time, up 37% from the series premiere. The end of times is the best of times for HBO. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are officially out at ABC following their scandalous affair. The exit deal for the GMA3 anchors turned lovers is done. An ABC spokesperson said that after discussions with the couple, they all agreed it's best for them to get lost. Hey, at least they'll both be unemployed and have plenty of time to deal with their pending divorces. Pamela Anderson's ex-husband, John Peters, plans on leaving her $10 million when he dies, despite their marriage lasting less than 2 weeks. The film producer said, quote, "I will always love Pamela, always in my heart. As a matter of fact, I left her $10 million. That's for her, whether she needs it or not." Unquote. Nice work, Pam, if you can get it. Lisa Marie Presley was using opioids and weight loss medication prior to her death. She had been battling addiction for years and was trying to lose weight in time for award season. She was preparing to do promotion for the Elvis film, which included appearances on red carpets and award shows, and had apparently lost close to 50 pounds prior to having a fatal heart attack. Sad. Netflix recently released details about their forthcoming competition series, Squid Game: The Challenge. Modeled after the hit South Korean series, The Challenge will follow real-life players as they compete in a series of games inspired by the award-winning show for a $4.56 million reward. There will be 456 contestants. Oh, and no one will be killed.
Idiot of the Week!
Katy Perry regrets passing up an opportunity to work with Billie Eilish. She said she had the chance to collaborate with Eilish on her hit track Ocean Eyes, but declined after thinking the song was boring. At the time, Eilish was unknown, and Perry thought she was just some blonde girl and the song was meh. Idiot! scammer Anna Delvey required attendees of her birthday after party to sign non-disclosure agreements and provide their social security numbers. While the NDA required to attend the club house arrest soiree appeared standard, the social security number requirement took some partygoers aback, with some writing down fake numbers. You got to wonder, who would go to that? The Real Housewives of New York City has been canceled by Bravo after being unable to come to financial terms with the cast. The show, which starred Luann de Lesseps, Ramona Singer, and Sonia Morgan, could be revived in some form in the future, much like The Real Housewives of Miami, which was brought back 8 years later after being canceled. Just like The Undead. Fresh off her co-starring role in the upcoming Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Phoebe Waller-Bridge is gearing up for another pop culture archaeologist, Tomb Raider Lara Croft. The Fleabag Emmy winner is developing a new TV version of the long-running franchise and will write the script and star as part of a development deal with Amazon. Hope it's raunchy! Rick Astley, best known for his 1987 hit song Never Gonna Give You Up, is suing rapper Young Gravy. Yeah. Astley's lawyers accuse Gravy, his producers, and Republic Records of impersonating the 56-year-old singer on the rapper's latest track, Betty Get Money, and falsely stating that Astley endorsed the song.
Guilty!
The Trash Bin.
Justin Roiland, the co-creator, executive producer, and star of Rick and Morty, has been dumped by Adult Swim. After he was charged with domestic violence, Hulu also cut him from their animated series, Solar Opposites, which he co-created, stars in, and produced, as well as their new Koala Man series. Huh, I guess some of that cartoon violence is based on reality.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook and Instagram reinstated Donald Trump after a 2-year ban. Intel shares closed down 6.4% a day after the company reported dismal quarterly results. NBC Universal's earnings were weighed down by losses from their streaming service, Peacock. Twitter has shed about 80% of its employees since Elon Musk took over in October. Nice work, dummy.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Knock at the Cabin knocks Avatar out of the top spot.
The number one album.
The name chapter, Temptation by TXT, is number one.
The number one app.
Yeah, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds again.
The number one book.
Spare by Prince Harry is the top nonfiction book for the third week.
Australian-born The Kid Leroy is going to college. Sort of. He's hitting the road this spring, and he'll be performing at university campuses across the U.S. The Bleed For You tour kicks off March 22nd in Syracuse, New York at Syracuse University before appearing at venues on the East Coast, the Midwest, the South, and right here near our stomping grounds. That's because two dates in April are marked off for Leroy's Coachella sets at this year's festival in Indio, California. That's followed by stops in Idaho, Oklahoma, and Missouri before closing out at the University of Illinois. He's dropped a new track, which we love. Here's the Kid Leroy with the song of the week, Love Again.
I crashed my car into a wall. I tried to text, I should have called. Seen blue and red, it won't be long. We went to war, it didn't end. I bit my tongue, you hit my chin. Worst enemy is my best friend. Screaming in my face, kicked me out your place. I got nowhere to go. Can we find love again? Is this time the end? Tell me how many more tears will dry.
Was The Kid Leroy with the song of the week, love again. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.